From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The imaginary Greendale Community College is the setting for a new sitcom this season. NPR's education correspondent Larry Abramson reports that real community college students and staff hope that nobody will laugh too much.
Okay, true story. A comedy writer walks into this community college. He's hoping to save his relationship with his girlfriend by taking a class with her. He finds himself sitting next to a fascinating cast of characters.
A teenage pregnant girl who's studying biology. On the other side of me, there's a, you know, like a Vietnam vet. There is any number of reasons that you might be at this place, which of course is TV dynamite.
Writer Dan Harmon has turned that dynamite into Community, the tale of life at a fictitious two-year college.
Are you familiar with the adage, cheaters never prosper?
No. And if I wanted to learn something, I wouldn't have come to community college.
That last voice belongs to Joel McHale, who plays a fast-talking lawyer sent to the purgatory of Greendale Community College because his fake law degree was unmasked. Don't ask how he expects to get a law degree at a two-year college. Remember, this is network TV. Writer Dan Harmon says these people share the feeling that they are better than this second-chance school.
Many of them are ungrateful to be there and consider themselves being there as the result of some kind of broken path. But they're all lucky to be there and to find each other, and this is a good, healthy place for them to be.
You could call community colleges a goldmine for irreverent jokes and smart-as-a-whip dialogue, or you could call it an easy attack on students who already suffer their share of cruel jokes.
That's what I do. I make things up, and I got paid a lot of money to do it before I came to the school-shaped toilet. I was a lawyer.
Oh. They have to be funny, and that was their attempt at it. I didn't think it worked so well.
That's Norma Kent of the American Association of Community Colleges. The group has been girding its loins, preparing for a lot of snarky humor at the expense of two-year students.
But we're using it as a teachable moment, and we think that it's an opportunity to say a lot of good things about community colleges and their students, regardless of what the show portrays.
I sat down to watch the first show at Montgomery College, a well-respected community school in the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. Three students, all in their second year, giggled but did not guffaw through the pilot, but the show's deepest digs threw them off. Business student Xenia Prokunina.
I heard that a lot of people call a community college a high school with an ashtray.
But these students are used to a sitcom world where nothing is sacred. So Prokunina says she's not offended.
I think humor is a good thing, and I think as long as you don't take it too seriously, I think it might actually be a good thing for a community college that they make a show about it.
The characters in Community face the same existential dilemma that community colleges themselves face. They have to rise above their own low self-esteem.
The tools you acquire to survive out there will not help you here at Greendale. What you have, my friend, is a second chance at an honest life.
Why are people trying to teach me things at a school that has an express tuition aisle?
Writer Dan Harmon says the school amounts to a kind of test these people have to pass.
The campus is a character. The community college itself is a character. It's like, what do you do when you're not being handed everything on a silver platter? The answer is absolutely different for every character.
Harmon's expectations for this sitcom are actually pretty grand. He wants to get laughs and teach meaningful life lessons. Community college students and advocates are mostly hoping to avoid another slap in the face. Larry Abramson, NPR News.